Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. Have you guys watched this? I think it just got released yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. The DailyWire.com. Matt Walsh. Remember when Matt Walsh did the documentary, What is a Woman? David Noble and I talked about that back in the day. That was an incredible documentary where he literally just sits down with these radical transgender activists and just asks them questions and just exposes the lunacy for what it truly is. Well, he has done the same thing once again. He's got a new comedy. This is a comedy film out called Am I Racist? And at one point, he actually puts on what looks like a Halloween costume, and he dresses up like one of these woke white liberal men and goes undercover. And he becomes DEI certified. I should get a DEI certification. I should become a DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion workshop trainer. Man, these people are just ripping people off. This one lady in the film made $30,000. She got paid $30,000 to host one of these stupid, like, am I racist seminars, one of these DEI workshops. What a complete scam. Anyway, here is the promo for Am I Racist? Trace Gallagher played this last night on his program and then also included an interview with Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire.
An ally. I need to look like one.
Is racism.
Martin Luther King said not to judge people by
Martin Luther King said a lot of stuff.
Is America inherently racist?
What the hell is that?
The word inherent is challenging there. America is racist to its bones. All of these.
So inherently.
Yeah. The entire system has to burn. And I'm not going to even use save this country. This country is not worth saving. This country is a piece of shit.
Oh, sorry.
The crashing that you hear there at the end of the promo. So at one point in the film, Am I Racist? Matt Walsh, he's still got the man bun. He's still got the, you know, the woke white liberal look to him. But he goes undercover as a waiter and he's wearing a face mask, you know, because if you really want to be a woke liberal, you still have to wear the COVID era mask over your face. And he's waiting on this table of white women who are being lectured by these two DEI workshop dinner ladies. And those were the actual sound bites. These ladies were actually on camera saying how America is a piece of, you heard it, Adam Schiff. And then he drops the dishes. He's the waiter and he drops the dishes. But it's funny. At one point, he sits down with the ladies and raises a glass of champagne. Hey, raise your glass if you're a racist. And all the women in the room raise their glasses. I mean, just hysterical. We're going to talk about that and more. Jeremy Carl, senior fellow with the Claremont Institute. We're going to talk elections and more with him here in just a few minutes. But first, let's take some of your phone calls. We'll jump right into your phone calls right after this. 406-294-0970. And John Jackson will join us Wednesday instead. It's going to be an Unwoke Wednesday this week.
Securing America.
During a recent forum at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., Deputy Secretary of State Richard Verma spoke about modern-day threats.
Concerns that our Director of Central Intelligence has called, quote, problems without passports.
Verma says examples include the recent pandemic, changes in technology, and especially climate change, which has an effect
not just on economies or on our day-to-day lives, but on our national security.
Verma cited effects on water supplies and the ability for countries to grow food as examples that lead to geopolitical unrest. He added that our forces are not immune.
The Defense Department has suffered tens of billions of dollars in damages from weather-related events impacting training and equipment and base operations.
Verma says the bottom line is,
it is real, it is present, it is a threat to global safety.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, for some reason, John Jackson thinks he can just take a day off no matter how well we don't pay him around here. But now he's still hanging out at the cabin today. So he said, hey, can I join you guys on Wednesday instead? You know, normally every Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, with us. He's going to be with us tomorrow, though, so that'll be a great Unwoke Wednesday program for you. We'll probably keep him around for the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. But hey, that's all right. We still got you. We got your phone calls. In fact, she goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Reelected on X. She's now calling in from Eastern Montana, our first caller of the hour here. Great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Aaron, and forget about John. Come on, yeah. John, where are you at?
Who needs
no,
John?
No, that's okay. We got John you. Jackson. we just love him. But I want to thank you to our veterans, of course, and my mom and dad are listening in Washington State, so hi, mom and dad. But okay, so let's get down to business. Tim Sheehy, oh my goodness, I am so proud of him. About a week ago, Tim went to a sweat lodge with some of our Native friends, and was sort of what is called like adopting, which Tim became, let's call it, adopted as a tribal brother, and is now ceremoniously called bear walking. I was told that it was a very powerful sweat, and even Trump was given a name, Thunderbird Speaking, which is super cool and very impressive. So I wanted to share that with your listeners who are obviously Sheehy supporters, because as we all know, Tim is very humble. He's a very humble man. And unless we talk about the man, myth, and legend, his fans wouldn't hear the really cool stuff about him. So there we have it. That's what I wanted to share with your listeners. So God bless you, Aaron, and God bless the USA.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Yeah, by the way, the sweat lodges are just incredibly powerful from what I've heard, especially for veterans coming home from war and coming home from combat. Many Native warriors will talk about how that is very healing when you come back from combat in particular. You know, it's interesting that the Democrats and the liberal media, they keep talking about how, well, the Native vote is going to come out big for the Democrats. Well, historically, the Native vote always has come out big for the Democrats, no matter how destructive the Democrat policies are for the Native vote. But I did an interview with a Canadian newspaper here recently, the Canada Globe and Mail, I think it is, if I remember right. And this guy, you know, particularly covers Indigenous issues in Canada, I guess, reading his bio. But I don't know if I made the point during that interview or not, but here's the thing is that warriors respect warriors. And Tim Sheehy is a warrior. Not only his service to this country as a Navy SEAL, but look at the way this warrior is standing up to the fake news media, has stood up and survived the fake news onslaughts and the attacks and the out-of-state money and the dark money. Look at what he has survived here over the last year plus. And I don't know if many Montanans know this, but as a veteran, I'm certainly aware of this, is that Native Americans serve our country in the U.S. Armed Forces at higher rates than any other ethnic category, period. Now, I know that was true a few years ago, and my assumption is that it is still true today. So I think that's one thing they don't realize, is that warriors respect warriors, and Tim Sheehy is a fellow warrior. Not only that, but, okay, yeah, you've got all these dark money outfits like Western Native Voice that are funded by George Soros. So you got these liberal white guys out there on the reservations trying to tell natives how to vote. But it's like, look at how destructive John Tester's policies have been for Indian country. He's refused to support local law enforcement. He refused to get extra federal law enforcement for the reservations. And then the drug cartels are targeting Native American women, just completely wreaking havoc because of John Tester's open borders. Let's go to Cole in Columbus next up on the phone lines. Cole, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Hey, good.
Good. Hey, I don't know if you saw, but my wife actually just showed me that the Stillwater County Sheriff's Office had to put out a statement because the Stillwater County News put out an ad showing John Tester with a Stillwater County cop vehicle, and that the Stillwater County Sheriff had endorsed him and whatnot. And the sheriff actually just put out a memo saying, hey, this is fake. This car, we sold it 12 years ago. We don't endorse candidates, this, that, and the other. We are impartial. You know, we serve our people, whoever they elect. So I just think it's funny, just another, reach trying to, lie to people and get him elected again.
Oh, it's total desperation on the Tester camp's part. Yeah, I saw that one. In fact, I was planning on doing kind of a recap in the 9 o'clock hour next hour of all of these sheriffs across Montana. You mentioned the Stillwater County Sheriff. Yeah, I've got that statement in front of me. I think there's 7 or 8 sheriff's offices statements that I have already in front of me where they're all basically calling John Tester a liar. This one from the Stillwater County Sheriff says that his ad is misleading at best. Isn't that just crazy, yeah. Cole?
Yeah. I mean, the guy's just a bum.
And I think they just assume, hey, we can publish this lie in a local newspaper, and the rest of the Montana media will never call us out, no matter how many sheriffs speak out to call it a lie. The fake news liberal Montana media still won't cover it, right? They, 3 days later, they still haven't covered the story.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. We often say it's about the math. House Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't have much time to solve the math to his speakership equation if Republicans hold the majority. If House Republicans keep the majority, Johnson will face public and private criticism from multiple factions of his conference. There are probably at least 3 House Republicans who wouldn't vote for Johnson no matter what. That's Thomas Massie of Kentucky, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and Paul Gosar of Arizona. But others like Eli Crane of Arizona, Corey Mills of Florida, and Ralph Norman of South Carolina may have issues with Johnson too. Warren Davidson of Ohio has said his vote for Johnson as Speaker was one of his worst votes in Congress. Now keep in mind that to be elected Speaker, the successful candidate must have an outright majority of the entire House to prevail. Who might try to succeed Johnson if things go sideways? Perhaps Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio. Remember that the Republican Conference voted to remove Johnson as their nominee after he lost votes on the floor to succeed former Speaker Kevin McCarthy last fall. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Well, that was a great visit by the U.S. Navy's crew of the USS Billings. That's right, the Navy crew of the USS Billings in Billings, Montana. They joined us on Monday's Montana Talks. Plus, we took several great phone calls all across Montana. With about 1 week to go until Election Day here in Montana, we're going to keep the phone lines open for you once again with Tuesday's Montana Talks, the final Tuesday before the big Tuesday. Montana Talks, taking your calls statewide, 9 to 10 right here. John.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me sneak in a couple of quick phone calls here, and then we've got Jeremy Carl on the phone lines. Jeremy Carl is a senior fellow with the Claremont Institute, lives in Bozeman, Montana. We're going to talk elections and more. But keep your phone calls coming, even as we start the conversation here with Jeremy Carl, because he's ready and willing and more than able to handle any topic under the sun. So treat it like you would an open phone show, and we'll get Jeremy Carl's take on what you have to say as well. Let's go to Larry in Polson next up. Larry, thanks for your service. Great to hear from you again. What's going on?
Hey, Aaron, I just wanted to bring up, it's not said very often, but if we look back to 2006, just before the election against our incredible Senator Burns, Chester throws a bunch of mud on the wall about Aberhoff, and lo and behold, I mean, not enough time to battle it. But right after the election, oh, I guess that wasn't true. Then you go 6 years later, now we go to Denny Reber. He lays the same stuff just at the last, right, the last part of October. He lays on some lies about Dennis. And then after the election, oh, I guess that wasn't true. Now we go back to Matt, and the same deal. He lays stuff on Matt. And then after the election, well, I guess it wasn't true. And here we are in 2024, hearing laying the same old crap, you know, lie after lie after lie. And it just seems to me that, and then looking back at the vets, I drive, I'm a volunteer driver for the vets. He talks about all the time he has supported the vets and the vet administration. The vet administration is a mess. Helena is a mess. I don't take any drivers over to Helena or vets over to Helena anymore because President Trump at the time allowed the vets to be able to go to their own doctors. So basically, I'm hauling them to their doctors now, not to the vet center. That vet center in Missoula is a beautiful building, taxpayer money, never been in it. I've never taken a vet there. Anyway, that's just
That's good to hear. So here John Tester goes again, and he's got the liberal media in tow. I think, though, people finally aren't falling for his last minute shenanigans, and they're not believing a word coming out of the Montana media's mouths because they've become so blatantly partisan and in John Tester's back pocket. But we'll see in about a week, won't we? Larry, thanks for your service. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Let's actually get Jeremy Carl's take on that, and then Richard in Great Falls, stand by. We'll get to your phone call here as well. Jeremy Carl, senior fellow with the Claremont Institute. Great to have you on the show. What did you think about what Larry just had to say there?
Well, I think, you know, it is interesting. Tester does sort of try all these shenanigans to kind of pick up on the point you were making. And I do think that you know, I can't speculate on kind of the details of everything going on with VA care as he can from a personal perspective. But I just think, thankfully, if we do what we need to do, you know, John Tester is in his last days of lying to Montanans from office.
Yeah, it sure seems. I mean, the polling all says that things are very favorable for Tim Sheehy, which means they're very, very favorable for Donald Trump because Donald Trump needs a senator that will work with him to save this country right now. And John Tester clearly will not. I mean, just look at the train wreck that's been the last 3.5 years. But plus, on top of that, Montana's demographics have changed. I mean, we are a much deeper red state now than we were maybe even 4 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, Aaron. I mean, there has been, and sometimes I think a little bit too much can be made of it because, you know, the population in the last 4 years or so has maybe increased 5 or 6%. So even though that is an earthquake, not an earthquake, rather, it's there is some significance to it. But what I think is that there's definitely been some energy that's been brought in, but I think also COVID and some of these other things woke up a lot of folks who'd been living here in Montana all their lives that, you know, just how destructive rule by the Democratic Party could be. And I think that's part of also what we're seeing as just a huge momentum against the Democrats in this state. And I think the most important thing, though, is we have to turn out. We can't just sit here and you know, listen to you and listen to me and talk about it. If we have to turn out our voters, otherwise none of this matters.
Yeah, that's right. And it sounds like it's happening. I think about 50% of ballots have already been returned. But some of those conservative strongholds definitely need to get their numbers up. The earlier you vote, the more resources can go to turn out the rest of the vote and to convince the rest of the voters that may still be undecided for whatever reason out there. All right, let's go to Richard in Great Falls, and then we'll get Jeremy Carl's take on that and more. Richard, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm calling in about the article in the
online Tribune Sunday, which was a paid advertisement that talked about the bullet wound and Tim Sheehy lying about that. Have you interviewed, I missed yesterday's show, so maybe you talked about it yesterday, about that same article, and what's the truth? I understand about the IED in Afghanistan that Tim talks about, and then the amputee fellow from Billings mentioned that he and Tim were in the same thing there.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the bullet wound stuff?
Yeah, you know, what I should do, and thanks for the call, Richard, I appreciate it. You know what I should do? I should re-rack the story that I wrote about 6 months ago, because they tried to throw this attack at Tim Sheehy 6 months ago. And so I read all the reports, read all the information, sought out my information of my own and looked at it. And after getting all the facts, I was like, wow, this is incredible. The report, what you eventually find out is that Tim Sheehy took a bullet for his men and then stayed quiet about it in order to protect his men and to stay in the fight in Afghanistan. Now, he never sought any recognition for this. He never tried to get a Purple Heart for that bullet wound. His Purple Heart is for a separate incident. In fact, I've got his Purple Heart and his Bronze Star with Valor citation in front of me right here, and I could read that for folks again. I did it several months ago. But basically, what that report shows is that Tim Sheehy took a bullet for his men and then stayed quiet about it in order to continue to protect his men, because he was concerned that it may have been a ricochet from a friendly fire incident. And anybody who served post 9/11 in Iraq or Afghanistan will tell you, look, you felt like you had a freaking target on your back the entire time you were over there, not just from the enemy, but from the bureaucrats in Washington who would prosecute you and throw you under the bus in a freaking heartbeat if they had the opportunity to do so. And so any veteran who served post 9/11 knows exactly why Tim Sheehy did what he did there. Jeremy Carl, your thoughts? I mean, you mentioned not being a veteran. What's your read on this whole story?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was interesting I think that's obviously great reporting that you've done on it, but it's interesting that this is kind of the closing argument that Tester's making, and I think it just shows, kind of no pun intended, that he's out of ammo at this point. I mean, he just doesn't have anything good. I mean, he came out with this thing, he, you know, got some fake news media to kind of blow it up a little bit, and then you got a very strong response from Sheehy and his team and folks who'd served with him, a very powerful response, just kind of saying that this was utter nonsense. And I think it's just indicative of the fact that it's really desperation time for the Tester campaign. I mean, Tester's not an idiot. He knows he's losing, and he knows that he's got to do something to try to change the dynamic, and this is something, but I don't think it's gonna work for him if we all go out and vote like we need to.
Yeah, and by the way, to our caller, to Richard in Great Falls, if you go to MontanaTalks.com right now, you'll see latest from Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. You'll see my latest headlines, and one of the top headlines is this: exposed partisan Democrats behind anti-Tim Sheehy ad in Montana. If you click that story, I think I do have a link to my report from about 6 months ago. So that'll very quickly take you back to the report that I shared 6 months ago. And yeah, you can see it all for yourself. Jeremy Carl, I don't know if you've heard, we've been doing a quick survey. Now, this is not a scientific poll by any means, and it's being led by our friends at KJJR, which is literally one of the most powerful talk radio stations in the state of Montana. But they've been teaming up with Northwest Parts and Equipment to do a little poll of our radio listeners. And we've got the latest results. This poll will still be going for until tomorrow morning. But if our listeners want to vote, who will you be voting for, Tim Sheehy or John Tester? Right now, Tim Sheehy has 97% of the vote, and John Tester has 2.9% of the vote. And then let me see the number. If you want to vote in this poll, this little survey, again, it's unscientific, 406-755-7255. 8700, and then you just text the name Sheehy or the name Tester, whoever you're supporting, text their last name to 755-8700. So anyway, there you go. I wanted to share those results. Jeremy Carl, about 30 seconds before the break, and then we'll talk more after that. What about the U.S. House races here in Montana?
I think we're going to be fine again, but you have to just not just vote yourself, but get that friend of yours who you kind of like, but they're maybe not so into politics and they're conservative, but they might not vote. Call them up, make sure they vote. As long as that happens, we should be fine in the house in Montana.
All right. Well, we've got the phone lines open for you as well, 406-294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation here, we've got Jeremy Carl in the house with us as well. Senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. Maybe you don't want to call in. Maybe you're a little shy to call in. Well, you can send us a message on the Montana Talks app as well, and you can be heard across Montana that way also. Quick break back after this. Lots to talk about. What about the dirty tricks in the Western Congressional District? We'll start.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, Lewis and Kalispell, I don't know if you wanted to be on the air, but hey, when you call into the show, our producer, Travis, will answer your call. Just find out briefly what you want to talk about, your name, where you're from, etc., and then we'll get you on the show. And pretty much everybody makes it on the show. So call back in if you actually wanted to have your comments heard over the air, 406-294-0970. Jeremy Carl, senior fellow with the Claremont Institute, you've been looking at some of these national numbers and the early voting numbers. First off, early voting looks very strong here in Montana, maybe a record already, around 50% of the absentee ballots already turned in, already returned. Here in Montana, Greg Franks in Billings sent me a UK Daily Mail piece here that basically says why the race isn't as close as you think. And basically they're saying that there is a hidden voter surge that is out there across America, likely a pro-Trump surge. Now, Dan Bongino never wants us to use the word red wave for good reason, but what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's very encouraging what I'm seeing. I've spent, like, the last week spending way too much time going through the early election data, and I always caution folks, this is a little bit like practicing medicine, and that if you're not a professional, it's a little bit dangerous to do it. And there's a lot of folks on Twitter who are partisans on either side who kind of exaggerate, you know, how things are going for their team. But what I would say is everything that I can see, and there may be things that we can't see, that's always the trick, but everything we can see in terms of what we call low propensity voters, so voters who don't always turn out, in terms of early turnout as compared to previous elections, as best we can compare them, in terms of what counties are turning out nationally, et cetera, it all looks really good for Donald Trump. Now, none of that matters if we don't vote, if we don't get our friends to vote, if we don't turn up on election day. But I would much rather be them than us at this point. I would much rather be us than them, rather, at this point.
Yeah, well, and that rally at Madison Square Gardens was absolutely incredible. And just how hysterical. You've got Whoopi Goldberg, you know, now just claiming that Donald Trump is going to deport you. You know, he's going to break up interracial marriages and deport the non-white spouses. I mean, you wrote a book about anti-white racism. These people are nuts. They are race baiters. They are always trying to divide this country along racial lines, and it just shows how desperate they are. I mean, you have black Republicans like Byron Donalds speaking at this rally. You had Holocaust survivors at this rally, and yet they want to call it a white nationalist Nazi rally, is the words Mika Brzezinski right. used. What a bunch of clowns.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I mean, I think one of the good pieces of news is if we get a win, and particularly if we get a win on the bigger side of what's going to be expected, I really do think that even in the Democrat Party, there may be some introspection, because the reality is, and even in Montana, and you see this if you're listening to commercials probably everywhere, but here, I mean, they've got all the money, they have all the institutions, They've done all the lawfare. They've had every single advantage that they ought to be crushing us. And, in fact, it's not seeming to be happening. And I think that may, if we get the result that we want on November 5th, hopefully cause some long overdue introspection on their side in terms of some of the tactics that they've used, some of the racist tactics, some of the lawfare tactics against President Trump. And, you know, I think that would be great if it happens, but it's not going to happen unless we turn out all our guys and we win next Tuesday.
Well, that's right. And that's why I think the lawfare in particular is one reason why all up and down the ballot folks should vote red to send a massive rebuke, a massive message to Washington. Look, defeating John Tester will be huge. That will send a big message. But you really want to send a message to Washington, D.C.? Defeat every single one of these Democrats and their causes. Defeat CI-126. Defeat CI-127. It'd be nice if we could defeat CI-128 as well. But that's the deal. You've got to send them such a powerful message across the board, if you ask me. Jeremy Carl, hold that thought. Let's take another caller. We've got Chris in Columbia Falls. Chris, what's going on?
Well, that's the drumbeat, you know. That's the drumbeat they've been pounding since I can remember in the 60s, you know, going back. I have a couple of books here, and it gives speeches from that period in time. And now it's still, the mantra's the same old drumbeat. Now, if we break through that, it's going to make a difference in this country. And that's what really matters a lot, because people like, you know, Lyndon Johnson gave a speech in 1965, and he talks about how wonderful the family is and how desperately we need to keep the family together and children, and it shouldn't collapse. And if it collapses, the strength of the family, and it's going to ruin the country. And then they change their minds, folks. And they don't teach socialism and communism. And when it mentioned about Marxism and fascism this week, it just riled me to no end, because I've heard the same old beat during the 60s. And it hasn't changed to this day.
Yeah, the tyrants lecture us about tyranny, right? The tyrants lecture us about tyranny. I don't know how else to describe it. Chris, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're getting a little short on time. Jeremy's got to run here in just a couple of minutes, but we'll be taking more of your phone calls here and into the 9 o'clock hour also. Jeremy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely what you just said. And I'd also add, when you talk about the down ballot stuff, even though they're not technically partisan races, Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson for North Carolina, for Montana Supreme Court. You can tell I've been looking at too much swing state data. You know, those are going to be folks who will interpret the Constitution as written, the state Constitution, and I think would make a huge difference, because, frankly, a lot of these advantages we're getting in the legislature, winning governor, it doesn't matter at all if the Supreme Court just comes in, the state Supreme Court, and invalidates everything that we're doing. And that's what's been happening with our left-wing Supreme Court here in Montana.
Yeah, and by the way, the Sons of Montana, yeah, I haven't been scheduling a lot of guests, you know, in candidates, because, frankly, the candidates have had the last several months to be on shows like this and give us their views, give us their positions, et cetera. But the Supreme Court elections are so important. I'm going to dedicate Thursday's 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have Judge Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson, a fellow Iraq War veteran. Both of these Supreme Court candidates will be on Thursday's statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show. Jeremy, before you go, I mentioned you wrote a book about anti-white racism that's just getting a ton of traction. You were on Tucker Carlson's program and so much more. Did you watch Matt Walsh with The Daily Wire? They are now streaming his new comedy film, Am I Racist? Have you gotten a chance to see it yet?
No, I did get to see it. I went with a couple of my kids, and we really enjoyed it. And in fact, I did an interview about a couple weeks ago with Wilfred Riley, who's an African-American commentator, who's one of the guys who appears in that film. And I thought, you know, it's great. You know, you write a book like mine and you reach a certain type of audience with a book like The Unprotected Class. But when you're like Matt Walsh and you have the ability to get in the media and the film world, you can kind of just reach a whole bunch more people, and I thought it was a really terrific movie. Would certainly encourage folks to go see it. I think you can now get it on Daily Wire. It was in theaters.
Yeah. Oh, it's just hysterical. My wife and I watched it last night, and I was just rolling laughing when he dressed up in the woke white liberal costume, and when he dropped the dishes in the angry racist woman dinner panel discussion was hilarious.
Yeah.
But one of the things I really liked was he talked about the Moana effect, and he was questioning this woke white liberal who has some anti-racism book, and he says, "Well, wait a minute." He's like, so the lady was complaining that there aren't that young girls, like young white girls, will like the white princesses more than the non-white princesses, and then he said, "Yeah," he says, "but my daughter's favorite Disney character is Moana. So for Halloween, if she wants to dress up as Moana, is that cultural appropriation, or is that okay because she likes non-white characters?" And the lady didn't have an answer. And basically, he made the point that no matter what we do, we're wrong, we're racist. And I mean, it's just why people are so sick of this stuff.
No, that's exactly right. That really is the brilliance of that. And he does the movie, and he does it on a few different occasions. I think that he really, without even quite coming out and saying it, what he just shows is no matter what white people do, they will lose in this system because the system has been designed for them to lose, and it's been designed that no matter what they do, they're going to be racist, they're going to be bad. And so the real thing that we need to do is just reject the entire framework and system that the left is trying to impose on us. And get to a place where we are judging people by the content of their character and nothing else.
Yeah, well said. All right, Jeremy Carl, appreciate your time. Great to catch up with you.
Absolutely, Aaron, and we'll hope we have good luck next time we talk, and we'll have good things to talk about.
Yeah, I think so. 1 week from today, 1 week and a few hours, of course, when polls close, 1 week and about 11 hours from now. All right, quick break. Phone lines are open for you, 294-0970.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This is all about power. I know any so-called norms or any respect is gone, and they're the ones that lecture the rest of the country about civility, about the dangers of fossil fuels while they fly around in their big private jets. They're the ones that will toss out, millions of primary votes and just, have an internal Democratic Party coup and say goodbye to Joe Biden and threaten him with the 25th Amendment. They're the ones that say they'll get rid of the filibuster. They're the ones that will pack the courts. They're the ones that have used lawfare and the weaponization of justice. And they fear that that may happen to them. And Donald Trump is out there saying that he would pardon Hunter Biden if Joe doesn't pardon him.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase your utility and gas prices? I know my family's feeling it really hard, and so are the people in my community. And not only that, he'll inflate costs on things that you need to live. Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to GoldCo today to learn how precious metals can help protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant matching bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by GoldCo.
Go check it out now. Just click over to CrystalFlash.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The United States is now an occupied country, but it will soon be an occupied country no longer. November 5th, 2024 will be Liberation Day in America. And on day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history. We're going to get these criminals out. I will rescue every city and town that has been invaded and conquered. These towns have been conquered, you know. They have been invaded. And can you imagine? Just as though a foreign enemy was invading, a military was invading, and probably just as vicious or more vicious. And we will put these bloodthirsty criminals in jail or kick them out of our country. Get them the hell out of here fast.
All right, there you go. President Trump, that clip coming from the Trump War Room on X at his Georgia rally yesterday. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Joyce in Bozeman, next up on the phone lines. Joyce, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is how a true conservative Republican in Montana can say that they are all for Trump, but they're voting for Tester. I mean, seriously?
This just
doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I'm certain that most of it is Democrat money behind them, but it just doesn't make sense at all why a conservative would come out and say that.
Well, it's because they're not. They're not conservatives. You've got Democrats calling themselves Republicans and claiming, oh, well, we're going to vote. I mean, we saw this with some of the union operatives in Butte, you know, because they know Donald Trump is popular. And they know that Tim Sheehy is getting more and more popular the more people get to see him here in Montana. So they're deliberately trying to say, well, we're going to vote for Trump, but we're not going to vote for Tim Sheehy. And it's like, no, these partisan Democrats are putting that narrative out there because they are desperate and they're trying to get people to split the ticket. They're trying to undermine Donald Trump by keeping John Tester in power. And so, yeah, it's phony. Have you talked to any real conservative that you know who would vote for Trump but wouldn't vote for Tim Sheehy? Any real one, or is it just the fake ones that we see on TV?
Absolutely not. I mean, I've spoken with a lot of true conservatives, and none of them think that. I mean, I've been around long enough to see what Tester has and has not done. Everyone I know is voting for Tim Sheehy. We just need a change in Montana.
Yeah. You know, I've run in, I mean, I did over 100 events across Montana where, you know, we were giving out gift cards and talking to everybody and anybody, right? And I talked to a lot of people who said they voted for Tester before, but never again. Never again, because they just feel completely betrayed because they fell for it. They thought he was a moderate. They thought he wasn't as, and now they've seen through it and they are ticked. They are angry because they felt like they got conned. Joyce, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. We're going to keep the phone lines open as we head into the 9 o'clock hour of the show. You can call into the program. Here's another phone call you can make. This is a phone call for a free consultation from QC Kinetics. What does QC Kinetics do? Well, if you've got back pain, if you've got hip pain, if you've got any kind of joint pain, listen up. QC Kinetics has exciting new cellular therapies to get you lasting relief from that pain. And they do it the natural way. They take the healing properties that are already in your body, and then they consolidate them down and put them directly into those achy joints. This is how you can get moving again without the pain and without surgery and without drugs. Get over the pain the natural way. QC Kinetics has a clinic here in Montana, and you can get a free consultation to find out if this is something that's going to work for you. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263 for a free consultation.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The issues at stake in the FTC's recent ban on non-compete clauses in labor contracts, which forbid workers from taking jobs with competitors after quitting, might have less relevance for Montana. Our state is less urbanized, our tech and finance industries are smaller, and doubtless the number of jobs and people involved in this ban here are less than elsewhere. But as an example of how an economic approach can improve a policy debate, it's a very good issue to bring up. That's because the regulation of non-compete contracts involves trade-offs that economics is well-suited to help us understand. allowing non-compete contracts makes employers more willing to train and invest in their workers, since there's less chance that they'll walk out the door with their company's secrets. But it also makes their jobs less attractive, so they may have to pay more. But non-competes also shrink the pool of applicants when companies try to hire. It may turn out that the ban is best. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.